This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
The song playing in the background right now, Senior Oat, Give Me Jesus, alongside a genius of note, man. Mpumalanga's finest. I did mention that he is a music genius. He goes by the name of Mjweshpa S.A. I did promise you that I will be having a conversation with him. He is no stranger to the Capricorn FM family, man. He has a residency. He's had a residency on the Capricorn Movement with Chris Trenia, with him there for himself. He's a DJ, producer, and all-round entertainer. Adventure family, help me welcome on the line, Mzwandile Vilakazi. But we know him as Mjweshpa, my brother.
Hello,
Peter. How are you doing, my brother?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thank you, myself.
No, I'm great, man. Look, a lot of people find it hard, you know, to pronounce your name. I don't know if we are all getting it right or if we think we are getting it right, because Tina, we call you Mjweshpa. Are we saying it correct?
It's Mjweshpa. Mjweshpa.
Mjweshpa.
Mjweshpa, yes.
Oh.
Mjweshpa.
Oh, sure. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. No, just putting it out there because we've been, you know, having trouble with saying what we're going to pronounce people's names wrong. But thank you so much for that, my brother. I mean, look, man, your music has God in it, you know. Maybe you can just let us know how important is it for you to pass on the message of God through your music.
I believe, what I can say is that for as much as the music include a God,
sure.
It also relates to daily life experiences, Rabona. So when you have God, life is as simple, Rabona.
Sure.
And things tend to be, put it like this, everything that I do has God and has the music.
Oh, man. I like that. I like that. I mean, this is your third drop of the year. You gave us an album and a single. How often, you know, are you in studio? Hey, my brother, I'm sure right now you're always sleeping in there, my brother. How often are you in that place?
As we speak now, I'm in the studio as we speak. Every day. It's actually my 9 to 5.
I was about to say, well, it's a 9 to 5 basically for you, because whenever I see, you know, when you're going live on Instagram, you know, I've got the privilege of having you as, you know, part of one of the people I follow. And I'm like, yo, this guy is always in studio, guys, day in, day out.
Yeah, everything.
All right. And I mean, speaking of that, you know, how many projects do you have that are still unreleased? Speaking of you being in studio almost every day.
Oh, a lot. I'm about to finish my EP that I'm going to drop around September. But yeah, I have a lot of, you know, sometimes you make a project and finish it, and then you feel like, no, this one, I feel like it's not ready to be dropped yet. And then you just pull it back, we make a side thing, and then you start working on another one. So projects are main, and I find it hard to actually decide that, let me drop, or to choose from those songs to say these are, they qualify to be part of the project. I want a part project. So
mean. Yo, that is so crazy, man. Now let's talk about your new one, Kaoleza featuring Sizo. I mean, how did you go about, you know, seeing that Sizo was the right person to collab with?
Remember, I spent most of my time at the University of Limpopo, Chepelop, Bravo.
Sure.
So after some time, I came back around Mpumalanga. So I had to actually... See, I've learned a lot from that side. I came back at home. I had to actually apply what I've learned around Polokwane. The first vocalist that I found, Monfrey Kairos, Sizo. So I was like, yeah, let me give it a try and actually practice what I've learned from that side. So yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And she became the perfect candidate to actually blend with the sound that I've been working on.
Oh, man. So speaking about the sound, you know, as well, with the new one called Kaoleza, what are you hoping, you know, the listener receives when listening to the song?
It's a motivating. I'm also doing the second verse on the song. I'm saying, yeah, it's actually motivating. So when you sing Kaoleza, it's a song that is motivating, that gives hope to someone who might feel less motivated. So yeah, it's a motivating song, a blend of soulful piano and private school, that vibe.
All right. Now, I mean, before I let you go, man, we're halfway through the year. I mean, you just mentioned that you're working on your EP that you're dropping in September. But are there other things maybe in the pipeline that we can expect from you in the remainder of the year?
Yes, yes, definitely. I'm going to drop one more thing, which is a leading thing to the EP, and then around December. My birthday is on the 25th of December, so I'll be dropping an album late November.
How? You're a Christmas baby. You're a Christmas baby, my brother.
Yeah. Sure. So I'll be dropping an album later this year. And yeah, and a single that will lead to the EP that I'm dropping around September.
Oh, all right. No, that's so dope, man. And look, where can people check you out? Check out your music, check out, you know, your mixes. Where can people check you out on the socials?
It's InvestPa_SA through all the social media platforms. InvestPa_SA on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. It's InvestPa_SA.
All right. My brother, thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show. We really do appreciate you. All the best in your future endeavors. And I think we shall have, you know, we shall catch up further when we are leading towards the EP.
Thanks, most definitely. And thank you so much for having me. And thanks to everyone who's listening, tuning into Capricorn FM.
Most definitely, my brother. Have yourself a fantastic day ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, yes. And you heard it first here on Capricorn FM, man. I'm about to drop you a brand new one. It is called Kaoleza.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.